Hi, this is Viv, and you're listening to the third episode of 'Cause It's Me. Let's get to it. So what I have been seeing these days is that there's this new series called Modern Love. And since I'm working in the entertainment industry, so we need to know everything that is happening out there. And people have been talking about Anne Hathaway's acting skill in this new series a lot on Twitter. So I had to check it out to see what's happening. And I did watch the whole series because I got nothing else to do, you know, it's a part of my job as well. So I did watch it. And the episode that she was in, which was about bipolar disorder, I could say it was fine because a huge part of it was relatable. For people like me who have been dealing with depression, I could like totally see, oh, wait. Spoiler alerts for the ones that they haven't watched it, so just don't listen to this part, skip it. But that scene that she was actually in the bathroom and was getting ready to meet this guy that she had ditched a couple of times before, where she actually shuts down and she sits on the toilet and then she just cannot move anymore. That whole part, how she becomes paralyzed, that was literally what I have been going through. And probably I can say a lot of people that they've been dealing with depression, they have been going through that as well. So that part was completely relatable. But what I didn't like was the happy ending part. So I found out that this was based on New York Times Modern Love column, which I had no idea about before this. And then I searched a little bit and I found a book and I found a podcast that was based on this. So many of the episodes that were right there, they really actually had the happy ending, but some of them they didn't, which was more realistic to me. But I think the whole part of this word modern is only the fact that some of them happen through screens, on the internet, and things like this. What I haven't heard anything about was what I am going to talk about it today. I actually have a lot of this modern love stories, whether through this whole 3 years that I've been living here or all the time that I was living in my own country and I had the connection with the outside world through internet. I have a lot of those stories. And what I did love so much while listening to the podcast was the way that they actually had a narrator and she would just, or he would just read through this script essay. And that whole thing was like, I want to do that. So today, what I'm trying to do is to just create my own modern love essay written by me. The only difference is that I haven't written it, but I'm just gonna say it on the spot to see how good I am or how terrible I am. And you guys are gonna be right there with me throughout all the steps. I'm sorry for the torture that you're going to go through, but I love you and this is probably gonna be fun. I'm definitely gonna cut out the shitty parts, but I hope that something very cool comes out of it. Let's see. Looking through my calendar, I found out that the last time I was there, it was a month ago. It's already a month. I just can't believe that this is happening. Everything just happened so quickly, and within a blink of an eye, I was just right here back to where I was all by myself. And right now, it was time for my flatmate to just leave me alone. Said I would stay right here, all alone, thinking about all the things that I have been through, why I have decided to come back, whether this is the right move or not. I have been in the state for 2 weeks, and what makes it more difficult is the weekends. Whenever they come, it's like this actual dark cloud that is literally walking with me hand in hand. Like an umbrella, but a black one. That is raining all the time on me. Makes you question pretty much every single thing you've done in your life. Now, I'm not the type of person that I would be sitting right there thinking, okay, let me just like talk to this person or let me talk to the other person so that the time would pass fast and I will be able to just go to sleep without even thinking about what I have to do that day. What I do is to think, what am I supposed to do with my life today so that I would feel better? Such a funny thing. You don't really go through your schedule and be like, oh, so I'm depressed, and then what am I supposed to do to feel better? Because pretty much everything that you do just doesn't make you feel better, or you actually do not end up doing them. What I do actually do all the time is not to share these feelings with other people, the ones especially who are close to me. The only person that I do actually talk to is my sister, and I just didn't want to talk to her at that point. She was out of reach. Sitting in the living room, I was thinking, yet another weekend, and I do have to make this call to my family, the FaceTime one, just because, so that I can get over with it, you know? That's what happens. People like us, that we come out of our country, we just need to make these calls to let them know that we're fine. To let them know that we actually are fine. But are we really? The whole thing is, I wouldn't really say that I'm fine, but knowing the fact that they've already been super worried about the whole situation, I would rather not go ahead and tell them that I'm still doubting things. So I'm sitting right there thinking that I have to make the call. Literally have nothing to do during that day. Why would I cook on a Saturday so that on Sunday I have nothing to do for real? I even created another podcast. Like, why are you doing everything in one day, girl? You really need to like chill and then do things more slowly, like how normal people do. But then, you know, it's me. I'm always like this. If I start something, I have to finish it right that day. So yes, a Sunday. And I had nothing to do. So I started making up some new to-do list for myself. The first thing that I had to do, I mean, I piled up a new load of laundry to wash them. One would be washing the sheets. But how long would that take? I mean, let's just think about it. You're just gonna take it out and then put it into the washing machine and then wait for it for a while, which would be like an hour for my system. And then you just take it out, hang it somewhere, wait for it to dry out, and then you're gonna replace it right back where it belongs, and that is it. But what are you gonna do meantime? What do you guys do when you're alone? I was thinking about going out and walking, because that's what I do when I feel the loneliest. I would just go out and connect with the nature. There's actually this park right around the corner that I run to it every time I feel not myself. I just sit there, take off my shoes, put my feet on the grass, so that in some way I can actually connect to the nature. I'm not sure if this is actually working or it's just me telling myself that, Viv, this has to work or we have no other choices. But whatever it is, I do come home feeling better. I smile on my way there and I smile on my way back. I feel somehow calmer. Not sure exactly this was because of the park or just because I wanted to get out of the house. But then I did that yesterday as well. I did everything yesterday. And I was thinking that I have to record the podcast, but also at the same time, I have to cook again, even though I had food. Also, I had to make this call. It has been a month since the last time I talked to them online. It's just, I cannot get myself to call them and then have them seeing me asking what is wrong, or just being like, why is this here? Why is that here? That always happens. I just didn't have that in me. It needs patience. I don't even have time for myself somehow. So what I do is to get through my phone, start talking to random people, trying to create something out of it, reading stories, watching series, watching The Good Place, watching these other Netflix series. Nothing is actually making me feel better. And the funny thing is, Mom is texting me. She's been texting me for quite a while. And this has been the second week that I haven't called. Third or fourth, I just haven't called. And she's worried, texting like, I'm not trying to bother you, but I'm just trying to know if you're feeling okay. Because I'm, you know what? They don't really say that I miss you. We don't really talk that language in our family. We do barely even say that I love you. I think that's like a whole new level of intimacy that we just don't have it. I mean, it's not in the dictionary of our family. It's not defined. And it's totally fine. It's totally fine. I learned how to deal with it. I just had to learn things from scratch to be able to install it in my actual relationships, whether they were romantic ones or the normal ones. She's still texting. Funny thing, even though we have different calendars, they are off today. I had no other choice but to call. I love them, but then things are just complicated. It's just hard. So I did. You see how you're calling people, especially your parents, and you're waiting for them not to pick up the phone, so you'll be like, oh, oops, I called you, you weren't there. That's what I was doing. I had my whole system for recording a new show right here, sitting right here. I didn't even change the places of the mic and the whole box and everything, because I was like, she's not gonna pick up, and then I'm gonna be like, oops, sorry, I'm recording right now, I can't talk to you. Well, she didn't pick up the phone, but that didn't make me feel better in some way. I didn't know what was wrong. I didn't know what was happening. So what I did was to get pissed, because that's the reaction I always have to the things if they worry me a little bit. I don't know what it is that is happening to people. I have seen it around me as well. When we see that somebody that we love is in trouble, the first impulse that comes to us, or at least me, I can say, is anger. I mean, I am worried about the person completely, but at the same time, I'm just like, why don't you listen to whatever I say? Why don't you take a better care of yourself? Why aren't you more careful? All of these thoughts are running through my head, and being this far away doesn't really make it easier, you know? So anger, yes, that was what I was feeling the whole time. You know how you're like, why do you even have a phone if you're not going to answer that? That's me. I mean, I do feel like I need to go to some anger management classes, but then we'll leave that to later. Within 2 to 3 seconds, she answered, as usual, saying, hey, baby, I was in the kitchen and my phone was in the living room and it was on silent, so I couldn't hear you. Well, same old, same old. It's fine. At least you know that they're doing fine. So I was like, cool, I'm gonna call. And I did. I made a call. After ringing for like 2 minutes, she picked up the phone, finally. Her eyes were puffy, swollen for some reason. So I just asked, are you okay? Have you been crying? While rubbing her eye, she was like, oh, no, I have been sleeping. I was taking a nap. Good. You were taking a nap. Nice. How are you feeling right now? And then we started talking, as usual, about the most random shit possible, because what do you really have to talk about? What do I really have to talk about? She's been asking how I've been doing for a full month, and I've been telling her everything, texting, which is more comfortable. It's just very difficult to FaceTime because they actually see you. You cannot pretend anymore. While when you're doing texting, you can actually do it. Pretend. Just use the words. Especially if you're smart, they're never gonna find out. My dad was there too. They actually had a new phone. Both of them were super excited about it. This couple kind of phone. They're this ideal couple that everybody, when they look at them, they're like, I need to have a family like the one that they do. Good kids. One has left the nest. The other one is still there, but she's very popular. So that is the actual definition of happiness. The actual definition of hashtag couple goal, hashtag family goal, hashtag whatever goal you want to put there. They are that. It's so funny when you sitting right there listening to them arguing. No, not actually arguing, but like, you know how parents are. They want to try to say that they love each other, but just they don't know the language of love. So they use the other language, which is kind of aggressive, passive aggressive, combined with a little bit of anger right there. That one. Mocking each other all the time. I was sitting right here, talking to them, being a part of the conversation as usual. Like whenever I was at home, we were doing the same thing. At the weekends, whoever I was dating, I was always telling them, no, not the weekends. Weekends are for the family. So we would just sit right there and start talking about the most random topic ever. The same thing was happening this weekend. The only difference was that I was on the other side of the screen. You know, I think it's a modern world thing that you don't really feel like you miss people until you actually meet them. Or you're kind of stubborn. You don't really want to reconnect just because you miss them so much. But you don't recognize that feeling just because you're not used to it. You don't know the language. It felt like I was a part of the whole thing. Like I was sitting right there in the living room with them. And we were just hanging out. Somewhere in the middle, my dad started joking about something. The classic joke that always comes up whenever the three of us are having these conversations is when my mom is like, you're your dad's daughter. And my dad is like, yeah, and I'm so proud of it. And then we all start laughing. And my dad is like, oh no, she is the master. I learned all of that from her. And then we all start laughing. The same classic thing happened right now. When you're far away, even though it's one screen away, you have all these tiny little things to hold on to as tight as you can. That is my modern family, and that is my modern love. I really hope this is something awesome. I would love to listen to it right now to see what just happened. What I did find out is that I cannot fucking be a narrator at all, because whatever story I'm gonna read, if it's gonna be sad story, I'm just gonna like weep and cry and sub, and I'm just gonna leave that text forever. Or I'm just gonna be like, you know what, I'll take a break. Every two lines probably I will take a break and I'll leave and I'll start crying and then I'll come back. But I did it. It's a cool thing. Most of the story was actually based on true story right now happening today actually, but of course, I did exaggerate a little bit just to make it more story-like, more narrative, New York Times, modern love, column-like. If only I could have my stories written right there, I could have so many beautiful things that people can relate to. What people can relate to the most is that life comes with a lot of pain, and it's just right there. It's an inevitable part of it. You know what? I'm actually thinking about doing something. Maybe I will start writing all of this. Years ago, I've been told that I'm a good writer, so maybe I actually am. I'll try my luck this time. Maybe this time I am going to win, and then I'm gonna have my article written in New York Times Modern Love column. This is what I had to do, a challenge for myself that I thought would be super fun. I had billions of other stories and billions of other things to talk about in the show. But then after I finished the call with my parents, I was like, oh, this feeling is the one that is lingering the most. So why don't I create something out of it? So the combination of those two, modern love and family call, ended up in modern family love, whatever. Cool, wasn't it? Maybe you can try it as well. You can actually send your stories to me through my Instagram account, which is Vivian Vivid. You can find it in the description box below. or you can just email it to me. You can also find that in the description box. So let's see what's going to happen. Thank you for listening. This was the third episode of Cause It's Me, and I just narrated the story that I made it up without even writing it on the spot, just because it's me. It's Viv. Until next time, bye-bye.